been 32. The Greenwich Board of, Greenwich Planning and Zoning Commission met last night, and Director of P&Z, Katie DeLuca, joins me this morning. And good morning, Katie. Hope all is well.
Yes, it is well, at least for now, until we get all that snow.
All right. And we're talking about the kids will be home, either distance learning or for your smaller kids, they'll be home.
Yes. Well, something to look forward to.
All right. Good. Tell us about last night's meeting.
Well, we started with two pre-applications. Those are the non-binding discussions with the commission. The first was at 44 to 48 West Putnam Avenue. If you've lived in Greenwich for some time, you'll know that is the old bowling alley. And right now it's where Garlic and Herbs and FedEx are located. And what's interesting about it is where the old bowling alley is located is actually what we refer to as mothballed space. And I've been up there. It's a very large area, and they're looking to get the commission's reaction on converting that space to 12 residential apartments. The reason it was mothballed in the past was that there's a parking concern there that previous commissions had. And what's interesting about this application is they're proposing that one would go into their underground garage and then take your car in an elevator and go up to a second level of parking that they're proposing. So the commission was quite interested in that suggestion and proposal and did give them an endorsement to proceed with submitting and getting plans together for a final application they would submit sometime in the future. They did also talk about potentially making a workforce housing unit or an affordable housing unit as part of their mix, so that's something that the applicants said they would take a look at also. So that was interesting project. And then close around the corner to that project is one we just saw recently at 11 Division Street. The commission approved that project for a historic overlay, which allowed the applicant the option to request, which was approved, to create a second dwelling unit in the back of the existing dwelling unit. It would be a separate structure. And in exchange for that, they would deed restrict that historic structure in perpetuity so that it would remain as part of the historic fabric of the community. The problem is that one of the conditions in that approval was that the applicant re-side the building back to the way it was originally done, and what the property owner didn't have an opportunity to tell the commission during the latest round was that they just spent a considerable amount of money re-siding the property, and that's kind of a deal breaker for them. So now they're coming back to see if they can get that condition removed, and it was a favorable discussion, and then they're going to head to the Historic District Commission and back to the commission. Then we moved quickly after that. We had a extension for Davis Avenue project. That's a housing project. That was granted, no problem. Then we had a municipal improvement proposal, which is at 1327 King Street. The GEMS building is up there now, and they're looking to take down what was a temporary trailer, has now been there for 8 years, and create an actual building where they can have a garage that the ambulances would park in, and then be able to drive out the other side of it so that they never have to back out and get their beepers on. The other importance of that garage is that an ambulance has to be kept at a certain temperature and because of the medication they keep on site, so it's important that it get garaged and not plugged in on the outside. So that was continued because the commission wanted them to go to the Architecture Review Committee to talk about their landscaping, which is an important in this setting because of the buffer needed between this facility and the neighboring residential property. So it was well received, though, other than that just procedural issue. Then we went way to the other side of town in Old Greenwich, the Westcombe Wood Bridge. This was before the commission so that they could give a recommendation to the Commissioner of Public Works as required under the town charter, because if you recall, that section of town is now a scenic road, and the bridge is part of that scenic road loop. This was very well received by the commission, and the public at large were also in favor, and they moved that forward. They moved that forward to give an endorsement to the commissioner. Then we had 16 Prospect Drive. This is off of Lake Avenue. This is an existing, legally non-conforming two-family, as far as we can tell at the moment. This was left, they're looking to add a bedroom. The problem is that this is a tight neighborhood, and because it is a non-conforming use, the commission is charged with determining whether that additional bedroom would increase the degree of nonconformity in a way that is detrimental to the neighborhood. So this was left open. The commission had a lot of additional information that was needed. Such a complicated legal issue, so we did spend some time talking about expansion versus intensification and the nuances thereof. So we'll continue that one at a future date. Then we had a lot line revision in Riverside, 35 to 37 Riverside Lane. That was approved. The site plan at 1429 East Putnam Avenue, that is the gas station where they have the car wash. That was left open again. The commission's still not comfortable with the potential conflict between adding another lane for the contactless payment system into the car wash, the conflict between that, the parking, and the vacuum area. So they've asked them to keep working on that. For those who love pizza, Pizza Post was able to expand into the neighboring slot there at 522 East Putnam Avenue, and that was approved last night. We've heard that one as a pre-application, and finally the application came back before, so we're looking forward to that whole retail space, not just Pizza Post, but that entire building opening back up, which I think will be wonderful for everyone. Fort Orchard Street was postponed. That is the affordable housing project next to Koskov School, so we hear that in January. And then lastly, the Foundation House, as they call themselves, is the 75-acre property off of Old Mill Road. They are proposing to establish a center for learning. It is the Old Mill Gibson Estate, for those who probably can remember it that way, and they would create an event space, effectively, a nonprofit driven space where they would have conference centers. They did talk a little bit more in detail about the artist community that they wanted to support there, bring in students from RISD, let them work uninterrupted, and then have local people come in and meet the artists and talk about the art, and that was just one of the parts of it. It was left open to get more information on traffic and the impact on the neighborhood. Interestingly, the neighborhood itself was quite in favor of the use. They just want a little bit more information on that. So we'll see them at a future meeting. And speaking at a future meeting, our next meeting is January 5th. And we have a couple of projects on that I think will be interesting to the community. One is a pre-application for an affordable housing project at 28 Hollywood Lane. We've already received a considerable amount of comments on that project. I don't believe any of them have been favorable thus far. Mostly, I think, because it is over the density that would ordinarily be permitted, and there's concern about the impact to the nearby river. There's also an associated daycare facility, so between the units and daycare facility, I think there's concern about the traffic there. On that meeting will also be Fort Orchard Street. That's the one I just referred to, next to the Koskov School. Same actually concerns there from the neighborhood about the impact on traffic. Then we have, after that, we have Cardinal Stadium Phase B. That's the ticket booth in the parking area. That'll be before the commission, too. And 581 and 585 West Putnam Avenue, that's the four-story residential housing project that we've heard in the past also.
All right.
A lot going on.
Lots going on. Well, Katie, last meeting in the beer. Thanks very much for your time. Appreciate it. And Merry Christmas, Happy New Year, Happy Holidays, and Happy New Year. Talk to you the 6th, I guess, right?
Wonderful. Look forward to it, and the same to you.
All right. Thank you.
Thank you. Bye-bye.
Director of Planning and Zoning, Katie DeLuca, joins us after last night's P&Z meeting.